Say What Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios.
Speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hey, hey, we're back.
Hi.
Okay, so in this episode, we are going to... Why do I sound like a 900 number?
I don't know.
Person?
You did come in like, hey, guys.
Came in hot.
I sounded like a transvestite.
Katie, we're going to be talking about some really special things today. Like camping. So Janessa is going on a... See, I did it again. Janessa.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So you are doing a cool trip. When is it, like, in the next week?
Sunday, yeah. Ooh. Sunday to Wednesday.
To Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl. Tell me all about it.
So I didn't grow up camping, really. We would go. My mom hated camping. So if we went, she was not usually there. My dad, however, loved camping. Like, that was his jam, just to be out in the wilderness. And he loved the tent. He loved the whole thing. I love camping. I don't love the tent.
Oh God, I can't.
Yeah, I love being like by the bonfire, in the trees, outside. I love having my kids outside running around.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I don't love the tent. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I don't like the bugs.
No, I don't. No.
I cannot sleep in a tent. My body stopped being able to do that like in my mid-20s. I was like, and I'm over it. I'm not sleeping on a blow up mattress. I can't. My curves cannot handle that anymore. I don't want to like wake up and I'm laying on a rock and my back feels broken. But I love the trees. I love the smells of the outdoors. Of course, the campfire. Like if you're by a river, being in the water. I do love all that. But oh my God, I hate the bees. I hate the flies. I hate the mosquitoes. Yeah. And don't make me sleep in a tent. But other than that, it sounds amazing.
I like to glamp, so I guess that's what I would call it instead of camping.
Well, your RV is like a freaking house.
Well, yeah.
It's definitely nicer than like my first apartment, my first townhouse, and then my first house. Like, God, you've got like different levels in there and everything. It's you have a kitchen island in your RV.
I know. I love it. We were sitting there the other night. I was like, oh God, we waited so long. We did so much research and I just love it. Like, we used the shit out of it this summer.
Are your couches, do they massage?
They do. Oh yeah. God. And they warm too.
Oh my God.
I know. They're amazing.
Yeah. You're living the good life, girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to go Sunday to Yosemite. So we're going to spread my dad's ashes. funny story. You know, him and I are very similar. So when he was almost dying, well, he was dying, he asked me to spread his ashes at Half Dome. If you know anything about Half Dome, it's like a 16-mile hike.
In Yosemite?
In Yosemite, okay. Yeah. So you hike this kind of, it's pretty crazy terrain, and it's all different. All up through a mountain, up these mountains, like carved out stairs on a mountain. And then kind of through this valley where there's no sun protection at all. So, and then you get to this huge rock and you have to climb this rock. So I never actually did it because the first time, Alan and went with my dad and Nick and Janelle, and my uncle and my cousins, they went, I was pregnant with Gianna, like 4 months pregnant. So I just stayed back with Jalen. And then the second time I was nursing Gianna, so I could only go so far because she wouldn't take a bottle. So I literally went halfway with my dad and Alan, and then we came back. So I was like, all right, we're going to do it again. We're going to get there. And Alan's like, so we booked all this, right? So we are not camping because my mom's not about that. We're staying at the Ahwahnee, which is, I think it's like one of the top 12 most beautiful hotels in the U.S. I've never stayed there. So Alan's like, you got the tickets for Half Dome, right? And I'm like, tickets? He goes, oh,
I didn't need tickets to hike.
You're just like your dad. He said, your dad did this to us last time. When we got, you can hike, but in order to go up Half Dome, the rock, you have to have a ticket. They only let a certain amount of people up there because people die.
Oh, that's nice.
So he said they only let a certain amount of people up there every day, and you have to be entered into a lottery and they choose you.
What?
Yeah. So he told me this last week.
Are you climbing up the rock?
Yes.
Like rock climbing?
Well, there are like these hanging stairs.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Nope. Sorry, Dad.
I love you, Dad. I mean, I don't even know. I honestly don't even know if we're going to be able to do it because.
Oh, my God. I could not do that.
Well, you get entered into a lottery, so you don't necessarily have tickets. So last time, Alan's like, you're just like your dad. He said, last time we went hiking, we all went up there. We get up there, and they're like, do you have your tickets? And my dad's like, what? And he's hiked Half Dome several times before that.
So he should know.
And Alan's like, Mike, what are you talking about? We needed to get tickets? And he's like, oh. So he goes, here's your dad. He's schmoozing with these random people. They give him their tickets.
Aww.
So we get to go all the way up Half Dome because he's, you know, getting his nice guy discount. That's what he would always say. I went, like father, like daughter. I had no idea we needed these fucking tickets to get out there. So we're going to hike all the way up there. If they don't let us up the rock, then it is what it is. You know, we'll do some spreading.
I have a feeling that he's going to intervene from above.
Yeah. Yes. I'm pretty sure he will.
And they'll be like, just tickets laying there at the bottom.
Yeah.
It'll have your name on it.
Take them. Someone's going to walk up to me and be like, I feel like you need to do this.
My God, that would be crazy.
Wouldn't that be wild?
That would be crazy.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty excited because I love Yosemite and Aston's never been. I think he's going to absolutely love it. And Gianna's been, but she was a baby, so she doesn't even remember any of it. So we're going to do that. And then he wanted me to spread his ashes. There's like this beautiful valley in the middle of Yosemite. And they have, it's like a bridge, kind of like a raised bridge. And everybody rides their bikes through it. And they have these really pretty flowers that usually grow in it. So he wanted some of his ashes there too. So,
oh, I love that.
It'll be fun. I'm excited.
I'm going to ask a really stupid question.
What?
I'm going to sound like a 5-year-old. Yosemite and Yellowstone. I can never remember which is which.
So Yellowstone's in Wyoming and Montana. So
okay. It
borders both those. Yosemite's in California.
California. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
Northern California.
All right. I'm good.
Yeah. So
that's so embarrassing. That's like saying like Brody said in like 7th grade, he was like, Hawaii's part of the United States? And I was like, oh my God, I failed you.
I feel like I just had one of those moments. Well, I mean, Hawaii's an island, so like, I kind of get that. Like,
still, you know, by 7th grade, you should know that.
Yeah, he was in 7th grade. Okay, so
that was a parenting fail.
Yeah, well.
Okay, sorry. So Yosemite, California, Yellowstone is Montana, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that. I'm excited that we aren't camping. Also, there are a lot of bears. The last time we were there, Gianna was 6 months old, and my mom and I stayed in a hotel, like a little rinky-dink. It was actually more like a motel with Gianna. And then the time before that, I was pregnant with Gianna, and we stayed in this tent. All of us stayed in this tent. If you could see
You're
my face.
Saying the T really strong, the tent.
It was a giant tent, and it was already like built up. So they have stationary tents there that like they're cloth and they open up and whatever. So there's cots on one side, and then there's like a bunk bed on the other. Then you can put sleeping bags in.
It's like a yurt?
It's kind of like that idea.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not shaped like that. It's shaped like a tent, but same idea like that. Okay. And I was 4.5 months pregnant with Gianna, and I had to pee all the time. So everybody's getting hammered at night. You know, you think things are so funny when you're drunk, and they're really not when
really
you're sober.
Really not, yeah.
They're like, this is fun, okay. So then I do remember having to pee in the middle of the night. Like, oh, fuck, it's black. Pitch black out there. And there are bears. And there's no bathroom for me to walk to.
Yeah.
So I have to just walk outside. And I don't really know where wilderness. I'm going. Yeah, again, it's pitch black.
Pitch black. You got a baby.
And a baby in the belly. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
You can hear things like nestling nearby.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'll pass.
I bet you peed real fast.
Oh, I did. Yeah, it was like power pee. I don't know. It probably got on my feet, on my legs. I didn't even care. I ran back in. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I just can't. So I can pee anywhere.
Yeah.
I cannot pee in a public, like, certainly not a porta potty. Oh, my sweet Jesus. I won't do it. I will not. There, you cannot pay me to go into one. I just won't do it. I won't. I feel like there's hepatitis everywhere in there.
There probably is.
Oh, my God. Okay. The thought of even if you're hovering over that thing, okay, and you're peeing and there's splash that goes...
I know.
If there's splash that comes up, it's like so many people's shit at the bottom of there and so many people's pee and it throw up in there. It's just like, it's so wrong. It's in the smell. You can't. It's just, it has to be like some, I can't. I cannot do it. Anyway, okay, so you get the point. I have an issue with it.
Like when we were in Yellowstone like a month ago or so, you know, they have bathrooms all throughout Yellowstone. They're not porta potties, but it's the same idea. I think it's like Alan, how do you get all that shit out from underneath? Is it like compostable toilets?
Well, because you're so far out from everything.
Yeah, and they're not porta potties. So how do you, but I can't smell. Still, and I could smell the urine and the, and then people, I could see people just pee in the corner. Why would you do that?
Why?
Like, why would you do that?
See, that's not okay. I would rather go pee outside. In the wilderness. Like, yeah. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times that we would go to, like, there was a local bar that Eric and I met at, and like, I, even now, if we go to a bar, I will go pee.
Really?
If there is like if there's a little patch of grass or something, I would rather pee in the patch of grass than go into that bar bathroom. Really? Oh my, I can't do it. So I'm totally fine with peeing outside. I'm not gonna go pee in the corner on, you know, where it's a main area for people, like, or in an alleyway, right, in downtown Boise. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
But like a regular restaurant bathroom, like, I can handle that. I still don't like it. And I have my precautionary thing. Like, I definitely have a strong squat, like, over. I'm not going to put the paper down. I'm a really good aim, right? Yeah. I use my elbows to open and close everything. I use my feet. All of that. I taught Shelby from a very young age, like, how you can go into a bathroom and not touch anything with your hands,
mm-hmm.
or sit your butt down. Like, I've been very good about that. But I, when we went, going to say it. How much time do we have?
Are you going to tell the story?
I don't know. I was trying.
I think you should.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. So.
Did you even tell Eric about this?
This is so great.
It's so bad.
It's the best. So as we said at the beginning, I don't tent camp. I have not tent camped until I was like in my early 20s and I told Eric I'm not doing it anymore. It's been like, it is a solid rule. Everybody knows I'm not going to go tent camping. So just a few weeks ago, I took one for the team because everybody wanted to go camping in Hagerman on the river where all these beautiful waterfalls are. And then we would go to Blue Heart Springs where it's like the water is unreal. Looks like you're in the Caribbean. It's so beautiful.
Really?
It's so pretty. It takes a while to get out there. Like you have to like canoe out there for like an hour to get there, but it's worth it. So they were out of RV parking spots and all of that. Otherwise, we would have rented an RV and done it that way. So I begrudgingly okayed the trip. Like, this is a one and done. I'm never doing this again. I just want to throw that out there.
Very clear.
Yeah. So even if everybody has a great time and you want to do this again, I'm never tent camping again. This is like, it's just not happening again. Okay. So everybody's drinking right that night. Okay. We were drinking during the day. I don't know. Most people, you cannot poop like on vacation. Most women.
Yeah.
I don't know if men understand this, but women cannot poop on vacation. It's just not how it works. Our bodies know and we just won't.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have been having really bad migraines like all summer. And so just like drinking anything other than beer recently, I can't handle it. And so I would rather just have beer that's going to bloat me to death and, you know, not have a hangover. So that day I was drinking beer all day. And of course, you know, to go before we went because my body was like, no, we're going on vacation. It's not going to happen. So anyway, so there I am. It's the first night. I'm already upset about this damn blow up that I have to sleep on. And everybody is getting completely wasted. I did not get drunk, but I had been drinking beer all day. And I think, you know, when you only have like one every hour or two, right? It's like it's just spanned out, but you still have all that you've consumed.
Yeah.
So everybody completely passes out. I'm trying to sleep on this freaking air mattress and it has already started to deplete. And so Eric's passed out. I just slightly roll and I'm completely off the thing. And I'm like, God damn it. And so I try to roll back on.
I'm just having this visual right now.
So pissed off. So angry. It's not even funny. And then as soon as I try to get back on it and roll the opposite way, I'm on Eric and he's getting up. So he's like, move over. I'm like, I can't move an inch to like get comfortable. And if I move like half a roll, it rolls me completely off because there's just not enough air to like keep you flat. So that I'm like, that's it. And it's pitch black. I can't see anything. And so I take my, and take my pillow. I'm scouring for the car keys because I'm like, I'm sleeping in the car. Like, I cannot do this. This is awful. And so get the car keys. I go out there and all of a sudden, it's like my body just stops and goes. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to poop. I'm like, okay, this is where it's going to get mental because it's pitch black. I know that there's porta potties like a few campsites down. It's like, I'm definitely not doing that. I'm like, I'm just going to, you know, just talk to my body and I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to get past it. Like sometimes you could do that, right? Like you can even do that with peeing sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be fine. I get into the car, sit down. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm not going to be fine.
I'm not going to make it. I am not going to make it. So like, shit, what am I going to do? I'm sweating. I'm like stress sweat and it's hot. Oh my God. So it was the weekend that the cornhole tournament, it was so humid.
So humid.
And there were mosquitoes freaking everywhere. So then I was even more irritated, hot, sweaty, and I have to poop myself. And I don't know what to do. So then
it's
I'm
a
going
really
around,
bad combo.
I am trying desperately to get out of the car and like walk in a way that I don't poop myself. Trying to find a freaking bag somewhere, right? Somewhere in our campsite. And I'm like opening and closing all of the, Eric has everything like, you know, locked up. He has a zip tie still on a bunch of those containers and that I'm like, I know that there's a thing of trash bags. Thank God. So finally, and like, I'm dying. Like the seconds are going so long and I just cannot handle it. I'm like, I'm going to poop myself. This is it. This is it. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was also on my period. Okay. So then there was that.
I forgot about that part.
Yes. And so thankfully I had like wipes. You know, when you go camping, you're like, you're on your period, you're bringing wipes. So thankfully, I had those in my purse that was in the car. I found somebody's Subway bag, which is not big, you guys. Like, it's like the size of just a regular small purse.
It's a little opening.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling this. So, I'm like, oh my God, this is it. I have never more carefully pooped in my entire life. I had so many bites all over my ass in the few, like, oh my God. It didn't just happen once. It happened like three times that night. So after the first one, I was like, oh my God, I did it. First of all, like, I actually had a bag. I actually was able to make it. I didn't get it on anything else. I'm okay. But then I had to like try to put it in our big trash container so that like it's hot, right? You're like, oh my God, this is gonna be like a, you know, a baby diaper. It's like so bad. And so like try to hide it in the trash and I'm like, okay, I did it. And then like it's so hot and we had one of those tiny little portable fans. And so then I have to try to find myself like back in the tent because I can't. It's so dark. And so I can't find the little zipper. It's a brand new tent. The thing was really pissing me off. I go in there and I'm trying to find this freaking thing, get out, go into the car. I set that up. I'm trying to be quiet, not to like slam the door or anything like that. I finally get in. I sit down. I'm laying there and I put the fan on. I'm drenched in sweat from being hot as hell. I have all these bites all over me from just being bare assed. And then all of a sudden my stomach hits me again and I'm like, you've got to be shitting me.
Literally.
It's like, oh my God, it's happening again. How is this happening? I'm not somebody that even like poops in general. Like I've always had an issue. Like I'm not regular. Okay. And so I'm like, this is my worst nightmare. This is just so again, I am scouring only this time because now apparently I have movement in my stomach. I know that this is going to come out. So I am scouring the campsite. Finally, I found like an actual garbage or trash can. Oh my God. And so this time I'm like, I need to hide myself a little bit better than last time. So I went down by the water, which was a terrible mistake because there are way more bugs down there. Oh my God. Again, two for two. I don't, don't get it on anything. God. I was like straight into the bag. I'm like, fuck, now I've got two bags of poop that I have to try to get rid of. Oh my God. I'm sweating beyond belief. I'm so angry. I'm trying to find cortisone. I can't find cortisone anywhere. It was a whole freaking thing. And then I have to go back into Eric's truck. I hate my life. I hate my life. I'm never doing this again. This is the most humbling and worst experience I've ever had in my life. I've had to now poop in a bag.
twice.
Hoping to God that nobody gets up in the middle of the night and sees me. Like, so there's that.
I think that's literally the best camping story I've ever heard.
I will never go tent camping again. Ever. Like, if there was anything that could have solidified that decision anymore, there's just not. That was the worst.
Like, kids, I hope you enjoyed that because we will never be doing that again.
Next day, did I drink? Absolutely fucking not. Yeah. There was no way I was drinking. I'm like, nope. And I'm done. And she's done. Are we ready to go? Yeah.
I actually want to leave a couple days early, guys.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, like, just sleep in my bed of shame. Like, it was just...
So, why do you have mosquito bites all over your ass? Just
don't. Oh, my God. I had over 30 bites. It was so bad. It was so bad. And then, of course, the next night, we had the huge storm that came right over us. There was a flood warning. It was a whole thing. It was miserable. Never doing it again. Now, the water was beautiful.
Was it? If you were in an RV, that would have been a better experience.
Yeah. I'd have an actual bathroom. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so bad. Anyway.
That is so funny.
You know, when I say that, like, bad things happen to me, it's like, of course that would happen. Of course it would happen.
I mean, what are the chances of that happening, though?
Oh, my God. Of course. It just...
I'm pretty impressed that the aim, though...
I was too. And if I was sweating so much more about, like, not that it was so hot, not that it was that I was having to poop into a bag. It was, oh my God, is this actually all going to make it? Because if it doesn't, I have major issues. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Running out of wipes, like, because of my beard.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I had maybe like four or five of those that were in my purse, like, because I was on my period. And so I knew that those things were going to be like worth its weight in gold on what I had left. And so I'm like, oh my God, I can't get to the car. I forgot the wipes in the car. What am I going to do? And so then that was the other thing is I had to, like, once I was out of that, I had to, like, very carefully with my legs spread, get to the car. Like, it was truly a whole thing. Like, if I was being videotaped, oh my God.
My mom is going to die when she hears this. She's going to be like, okay, I hate camping. I hate camping even more.
Oh, no.
I will
Carrie's
never.
Carrie's going to be like, God, I don't know, Katie, if you should be helping me with my house.
No. She's so going to be disgusting. Like, Katie, amen to that. It's exactly why I hate it.
Oh, my God. Oh. Never, never again. If you're on the fence about tent camping, this should just be like a public service announcement for you. Because... Or if you don't like porta potties, if you are so mortified to go into a porta potty that you're willing to poop in a bag,
yeah,
you know, you're my
on
people.
On the river.
Yeah. Don't ever ask me to go into a porta potty because there are things that I'm willing to do that a lot of people are not willing to do to avoid it at all costs. At all costs. When I say I'm a germaphobe, God. I am a total germaphobe. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
So there you go. There's my humbling story. And on this episode, I really hope that not a whole lot of people are going to listen.
Jeez. I think it's great. I mean, everybody has like I'm a sure traumatizing story.
Yeah, they just put out there, you know, for the world to listen to. God.
I have one to share and then we could probably wrap it up. But. Yeah. When I was it was middle school.
Sorry, Travis.
Yeah. Travis is like, well, I mean, because we're always bringing some crazy shit to talk about. When I was in middle school, it was like a camp that I went to. And we hiked up this mountain and I drank all this Gatorade. And I have stomach issues too. So, like, I am not regular by any means. Well, that day... my stomach decided to do quite the same thing. But I chugged the water, the Gatorade, get to the top, and I was like, starting to feel like I have a stomach ache. Well, I have to make it all the way down, and it's all these kids, right?
Oh, my God.
So I could just, like, run off to the side and take a shit. And by the way,
yourself a hole.
Yeah, it was not like a solid. It was like my stomach is hurting.
Yes, that's what it was for me. Like, there's nothing that you're going to be able to do. It's going to come out. one way or another.
Yeah. So I made it down. Barely.
Barely.
Literally running at the end.
Like each step, you're like, oh my God.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Let the pucker power be strong.
Oh my God. I barely made it to the bathroom. And I was in there. I was like, oh, holy sweet baby Jesus. I had to throw my underwear away. I didn't say a damn thing to anybody. I was so mortified, though, and I'm like, in middle school.
Oh, God, that'd be way worse. Way worse.
Yeah. My mom said the same thing. It wasn't camping, but it was skiing, snow skiing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She had to, like, throw away her long underwear. The whole thing. She's like, just watch Scotty, because my cousin was little. So I had to stand outside of the bathroom. I remember her. She fucking skied so fast down that hill. I was like, Mom, wait. Wait for me.
I'm gonna shit myself.
Oh my God. So we went from camping stories to shit stories. Yeah, so well, that's good.
You know. Like to just keep it real with you people. You know, well, too much information tends to be the theme here.
Yeah, that's what we're good for.
Well, I hope you laughed.
Yeah, no, that was good. I liked it.
I'm sure you did.
I mean,
my husband is going to be like, oh, God. Wow, babe.
Really? Did you really do that, Katie?
I told him I had a rough night. A really rough night. I'm never doing this again.
And he didn't ask?
Well, I told him I had to go, and he was like, I don't want to know. So I shouldn't tell him.
Well,
if he knew the specifics, I just don't think that our marriage could last with that. Like, you know, there's certain things like I don't want to hear my husband pooping.
Oh
my God.
Don't come into our house.
God, that's so gross. I don't like, I know how some couples, they like rip ass in front of each other. So I could, no, for the sanctity of our marriage, there are things that I do not want to hear come out of your body because I'm not going to, I can't be turned on after that. I'm just like, ew, you're disgusting.
Alan will be like, burr, 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 burr. I'm like, oh my God, what just happened? I was doing Gianna's hair yesterday and I'm like, is there a duck in the shower? I mean, what is going on? It sounds like Flappy. He's like, why are you always listening and making it like pairing it with the sound? I'm like, because that's what I hear.
I know.
It sounds like a fucking duck is in the shower with
the
you.
The worst is in the morning, I can hear him peeing like a racehorse. And every time in the morning, as he's peeing, he rips ass. Yeah. And I'm like, stop. It's gross. I have to wake up to that. Gross.
Alan, this is the same thing. Same thing.
Oh.
Today he did that. And I think I was brushing my teeth. And I was like, good morning, happy birthday. And he's like, happy birthday. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I'm out of here.
This really keeps the flame alive.
I just, wow. I feel like I just am going to take my clothes off now. That's what I tell him, Julie. It's not hot. But
yeah, that doesn't help. Doesn't help.
Just not revving my engines there, buddy.
But it is his birthday, so he's allowed to do that.
Yeah. I mean, right? He does it all the time.
Anyway.
And ass is starting to follow suit. Oh, no. So.
Oh, no.
There's a whole bunch of ass ripping in my house.
It's that.
All the time.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
And Cool Baby does that that reel. Does sound he? Too, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that kid so much.
So funny.
Well,
That was
now
a good one.
You guys got a little insight to the grosser parts of our life.
Talked about shit, farts, camping, the camping woes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you have tickets to climb that Yosemite mountain.
Yeah. Half Dome.
Half Dome.
You do need tickets. You get into a lottery. We still haven't even heard, so I don't know.
We shall see. Like I said, I bet if you don't get them, they will be presented to you.
Wait, did I tell you what happened recently when we were supposed to go to Yosemite?
No.
So, Alan and I had just done a podcast together,
mm-hmm.
and I was finding some pictures to post on the podcast Instagram, and I found this picture of my dad, the picture I think I posted of him staring up at Half Dome in Yosemite. And I was like, wow, that's so weird. What a great picture. I'm glad that I found it.
Yeah.
Then I started getting really emotional. I was like, I don't know why I'm struggling with today.
Mm-hmm.
Something feels really weird. And I can't even remember all the things that continued to happen that day. I just felt overwhelmed. I text my mom. I'm like, I don't know why I feel so emotional today. Like, he's just coming through in all these different avenues. I don't know why. And so she said something happened that day. And then my girlfriend texted me. She's like, I saw you just posted that picture of your dad in Yosemite. I'm literally standing right here staring at Half Dome.
Stop.
She sent me a picture. I was like, okay.
Wow.
Thanks, Dad. I see you're here. So I'm not really sure why. And then my other girlfriend's like, I just saw your picture that you posted. She's like, and I was thinking about your dad today. Ironically, I started my new job and they gave me my password to log in. And the password was Yosemite. And I was like,
stop it.
Yeah.
See, these are all signs. And for them to tell you is his way of communicating with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then my mom texts me. She's like, well, driving a bar and this song comes on. And it was their wedding song as she was going into bar. And I was like, I just don't understand why today that happened. And then something else happened. There were like two other incidents. I was like, wow, okay, I'm so mentally exhausted. Like, I had to actually take a nap. I just felt drained.
Yeah.
So my mom's like, why today? Like, what's going on today? So the next day she texted, she's like, I know exactly what it is. We originally booked our trip to Yosemite to be there that day. That was going to be the first day that we were supposed to be there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm like, and Alan goes, so typical of your dad. He's always fucking late to the party. Dad, we changed it. We changed the date. So just make sure you do the same thing. Sunday, we'll be there.
Aww.
He's like, he always is like five texts behind.
I love that.
He's just living up to his true self.
I love that.
Yeah.
So much. And I loved those pictures that you posted of him and your mom. Oh my God. I love it.
Yeah. So it was good.
He'll be there.
Yeah, he will
totally be there.
Yeah.
And like I said, there'll be some tickets for you.
I'm sure. I know. I'll have to share that because I know I told my mom, I'm like, I don't know. I think maybe I just haven't dealt with all of it, but I feel like it's going to be really overwhelming.
Yeah. It'll be cathartic.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. Plus you're going to be staying in a beautiful place.
Yeah. My whole family will be there. So it'll be good.
Oh, I love that so much.
I know. Hopefully it'll die off Half Dome, but you know, whatever.
It'll be good. It'll be good. You'll just scale the rock on a swinging ladder.
I might go psycho and be like, you can't stop me. I'm getting through.
I'm going. Watch out. I don't need any tickets.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
We will be back. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Send us messages, damn it.
Yeah. Like, give us some ideas.
Well, and just like comment on what we're talking about. Like, give us. Like feedback.
Yeah, we need to be more active on social media.
We probably do. And it's totally my fault that we weren't in as often as we should have been, and I'm going to be better about that.
No, it's good. We're going to do one with one of the local realtors here who also races motocross. He's got like lots of fun stories to talk about. And then when I want to bring on one of my girlfriends who is like into like women empowerment and business owning and
boss babes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All about
she
it.
She actually calls herself, she's like, I think it's Boss Babe AJ or something like that. So that's
love it.
Yeah. She's
love
fun.
It. Okay.
So we got some fun stuff coming up, but for now I think we're done.
Stay tuned.
Bye guys.
Bye. All right, time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah, come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.